Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's Nacho Mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Well, here we are, another episode of DDP Radio, live right here at ddpradio.com. As always, my name is Michael D. Mullins, and I am broadcasting live from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. And per usual, I'm gonna get the entrance, like the WrestleMania entrance. Inside the doors of the DDP Radioplex, there's fireworks going off, there's flame cannons, there's big bombastic music and sprinkles and confetti. As I walk through the doors, I go all the way up to the elevator to the VIP suite, where there's the only place in the world where you find the secret passageway to the rooftop. And once I get to the rooftop, I climb that tower rung by rung by rung. And on top of the tower, I put my hand to my brow, and I scope, and I look into the dark night, and I see on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of Mount Ontario, there's a cabin, and there's a burning light coming out of the cabin, and that light means one thing. Crystal Stewart, in Canada, connects with Mike Mullins in Raleigh. The radio signals combined, and to the globe and beyond. GDP Radio broadcasts live. Hello, Crystal, my friend.
Hello. Do you know why my cabin is smoking? Because I've set it on fire to keep warm. Good Lord.
I hear it's a bit chilly up your way.
Yeah, it's a little. It's snowing again, so fun.
Well, as I was telling you off the air, my wife Katie is going up north to visit her grandparents. We're originally from New Hampshire. I'm down in North Carolina now. And she has completely lost her callus for the cold, and she's up there, and they're currently getting a nor'easter. So she's stuck inside. All the plans she had for the next couple of days are kind of canceled. And I told her, well, that's nice. I went outside in shorts and a short-sleeve shirt and got a sunburn. So I'm sure the divorce papers are on their way after that.
Oh, my goodness.
But it may be cold in Canada, but it's going to be hot and inspirational and motivational, and we're going to light this sumbitch down on DDP Radio here tonight. So without any further ado, I am going to have you, if you would be so kind, to introduce our Warrior of the Week. And I know you picked out somebody special to highlight tonight. So let's do this.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So welcome to April, everyone. Tonight, Mike and I sit down and talk with this week's Warrior of the Week candidate, Laura Ellsworth Shaker. When news got out that she was this week's guest, I received a lot of feedback. I heard so many times over the week that she was a great guest to book and even more deserving. So the feedback I got from everyone prior to tonight's show just proved to me once again that if you ever have the choice, sit with warriors. The conversation is much different. Please welcome this week's guest to the show, Laura Ellsworth Shaker.
Tonight.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. How are you?
All right. I'm good. How are you guys tonight?
I'm freezing.
I bet you are. I'm so sorry. Yes. You're getting it. I'm here in Massachusetts, which luckily where I am right now, it's just a little bit of wind and rain, but I don't want any of the snow. No offense, but it can stay your way.
Gee, thanks.
Sorry, Crystal.
But no worries. I think we might have lost Mike.
I just realized I was on mute still, so I'm sorry. I was going to say, Laura, what part of Mass are you from? I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm originally from Maine, but we live down here in Middleborough, which is close to the Cape.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my grandmother lived up on the Cape for my whole life, and I'm from Needham originally, and then we moved to New Hampshire, and now we're down here in North Carolina. So I always like to have New England people up there on the show. There's a certain energy when you get a group of people from New England together.
Yeah, we're kind of a different breed.
I've been told. Well, welcome to the show. We appreciate you coming on here tonight and telling your story. We don't have a plan. Usually we go by the seat of our pants, call it in the ring, but we have one standard question we always start off the show with, and every warrior, every superhero, every champion has an origin story. What got you to the point where you decided to try DDPY? Where'd you come from? How'd you get here?
All right. Well, so my why would be my son, my husband, my mom. So basically, if we're starting from my day one, I had heard about DDPY from Jen Joliker, actually. She had been doing it for a few years, and I had been watching her on Facebook because I used to do Athena's with her years ago. And I had been watching her, and I'm like, that looks cool, whatever. Yeah, that's great for her. And then she invited me to do it and sent out a Facebook thing, and I'm like, nope, can't do that. And that was the negative self-talk where I kept telling myself for the longest time, like literally what I told myself was, I can't do this, fat girls don't do yoga. Like I was absolutely horrible, terrible to myself. And I continued to watch her for a couple of years do it. And then during COVID, come November, honestly, it was November, my son came home from school and he had COVID. And I'm the caretaker for my mom. She was diagnosed October 5th, 2017 with stage 4 small cell lung cancer. And they gave her 10 months to live. So I, that day, quit my job and I became her full-time caretaker. And like I said, they gave her 10 months in 2017. Well, we roll around to November of 2021 and my son comes home from school with COVID. My mom is, thank God, still with us. And I'm still taking care of her and I'm worried as hell because now my son has COVID. Is my mom going to get it? What's going to happen? Well, she ends up getting COVID. My husband and I both end up getting COVID. He ends up in the hospital. Oh. Husband ends up in the hospital with double pneumonia from COVID. So they put him on an antibiotic, and this antibiotic gives him hiccups for 13 days. He ends up hiccuping in a CAT scan they're doing and in an MRI. And we find out he has pancreatic cancer. So,
oh, good Lord.
I'm like sitting in all of this with, okay, I'm taking care of my mom who's terminally ill. Now I find out my husband has pancreatic cancer, and we hear the horror stories about that and how it's like a silent killer. And luckily, thank God for COVID and hiccups, they found it in time where they were able to remove 2/3 of his pancreas. But that was the following year. But here in November, we're getting all this information. I'm like just losing myself and quit smoking. I let myself completely go. gained 50 pounds, and come April, I get another message from Jen Joliker, and she's like, hey, I just got certified as a DDPY instructor, and I would love for you to attend a class that I'm going to do. And I'm like, I can't do this. And it's COVID, so everything's on Zoom. My husband's looking at me. He's like, why can't you? I'm like, because I can't. Like, fat girls don't do yoga. He's like, no, just try it. Do it. You got nothing else. Okay, whatever. So I give it a try. And before all this started, like, I'm at the time, I'm 39 years old. My husband's helping me sit up in bed every night because my back is in such pain. I don't take care of myself at all. Like, there's no such thing as self-care whatsoever. So, like, I do this class thinking if I don't do something. Something's going to happen to my husband. Something's going to happen to my mom. My son's going to be all by himself. He's going to have absolutely nobody if something happens to me. So I got to do something. So I attend that class. And, oh, my God, it kicked my ass in the best way possible. And I went to bed that night, woke up the next morning, and I sat up in bed. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like I've been hit by a truck. And my husband's like, but, babe, you sat up. He didn't sit me up. I sat myself up. And it's like, holy crap, I really did. Like, my whole body hurt that you just did a workout like you've never done one before, because I really haven't. You know, like, I was not an exercise person at all. So sitting up in bed that morning was huge for me. And then I checked Facebook, and Jen's like, oh, I'm doing another class today if you want to attend. Sure, I would love to. So I did my second workout. And then, like, it just became a, okay, I'll see what I can find on YouTube. And I found one workout on YouTube, a full workout, and every single day for 30 days, I did that workout, unless Jen messaged and said she was doing a class, which she did a couple in that month. So I did, found out later, it was Jacked Total Body Workout 11, Jacked Total Body 11, did that every day for my first month. And it's like, okay, I want to switch this up. Jen said something about an app, and I talked to my husband. He's like, babe, you've been doing it every single day for 30 days. How much is the app? He's like, it's worth spending the money for. Just get it. You've actually stuck with it, which neither one of us thought I would, you know. But that first 30 days of doing it, like, my body felt better. My mind was changing. Like, I actually felt like I was doing something. And I'm like, all right, this might actually be something that I can stick with. And, like, my son has horrible self-image. And, like, the negative self-talk that he has, he came by it honestly. He learned it all from me. And that's horrible because I treated myself like crap for the longest time, but I took care of everyone else. So my mindset was, I don't have time to take care of me. Self-care is selfish. And I let that take over me for the longest time. And then finally, I realized, you know, once I don't want to say hit rock bottom, but rock bottom means something different for everybody. And for me at that time, I guess I did hit rock bottom because I seriously was at a point where they gave my mom 10 months. I know I'm not going to have her forever. But when something happens to her and something happens to my husband, like, I just didn't even want to wake up the next day. I was at that point where I just prayed I would go to sleep and not wake up the next day. And finding DDPY completely changed that. Like, hitting the mat on a daily basis, like, I'm almost at a year. April 11th will be my two-year mark. And, like, there are no perfect days. I don't have any disillusion of what life is. Like, some people, they're, oh, yeah, this changed my life, and it's all rainbows and sunshine. No, it changed my life, and it's not all rainbows and sunshine, but I can deal with it now. Like, I have an outlet. I have a way of coping with the things that life throw at me and dealing with it in a totally different aspect. Like, when Dallas tells you to live life at 90%, it is life-changing when you can do that, when you can switch your life, your mindset to, okay, yeah, it is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react. And I don't know, you guys have been doing the program long enough to understand, like, when I say my mat is my magic carpet and I never know where it's going to take me, I'm sure you guys understand what I mean, because you don't know
yep.
physically what you're going to be able to do next. You see what Paige does. You see what Connie does. Oh, my God, like, the flexibility of that woman. Like, I see what these people do, and I'm like, holy crap, I can't do that yet. And then I hit that mat, and I try, and I'm like, wow, okay. I may not be able to do it yet, but I'm going to be able to do that soon. And the longer you keep trying, the better you get at it. And, like, I don't know, you're able to do so much more than you think. And getting in those different poses and positions and, like, things that you didn't realize physically you could do. And I'm like, oh, I actually have a muscle there. Like, engage what? Because when you first start, you're like, flex, what's a quad? Like, how do I flex that? Like, you find things about yourself that you never knew, physically, mentally, emotionally. I didn't know half the muscles in my body or how to engage them. And now I'm like, ooh, that's a new one. I like that. Let's turn that one on even more, you know? But it happens mentally, too. The more I do physically on the mat, the more I open my mind up mentally. And I don't know. I say DDPY has changed my life because it has. Like, I no longer dread waking up in the morning. I actually look forward to it. I have so much craziness going on in my life, but I used to cry every single day just at the thought of I woke up today. And now I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, damn it, here we go again. You know, it may not be perfect, but it's mine, and it's crazy, and I guess I've always liked amusement park rides, and here's this crazy roller coaster we're on, so at least now I've got a safety belt, I've got a safety net, I've got something to fall back on. I've been led to an entirely new, you know, dynamic as far as what I'm able to do in life. The people that I've met through this program, through this community, has just been amazing and life-changing. Like, I don't know, I now have my dream job because of DDPY. Like, everything in my life has changed. So I don't know, I just say thank you, Dallas. Wow. Thank you, the program. Like, thank you, community, for just always being there and being supportive. Like, it's just insane and incredible what you can open yourself up to when you actually start to believe in yourself a little bit.
Wow.
What an incredible ride and what an incredible story. And, you know, I mean, you say it in such an eloquent way. And you know, when I listen to you, I there's very rarely a part of the show where I stop being the co-host and become an audience member, but you totally just pulled me in, and I could hear the passion in your voice, and I could hear that you meant every word of it. And, you know, it's when your mother and your husband, you're given these challenges and saying, you know, 10 months, like, you know, that's waking up every day that you don't know if you're going to open the front door and the universe is going to blow your head off. Like, you just have that uncertainty every day. And your husband on top of that and the COVID and everything, you have all of this just laying on your chest, like just weighing on your chest. And the fact that you were able to pull anything good out of that whole time period is incredible and commendable. But also you did it for you, but also you can't be the mother that you want to be. You can't be the daughter you want to be. You can't be the wife you want to be if you don't take care of yourself. And
exactly.
The fact that you did that for your family is as commendable as you being there as a caretaker. You need to have that selfish healthiness, if you want to call it that, because you're useless otherwise. You know, and you needed to be strong there, and you stepped up, and that's incredible. And it's so inspiring. And I love that you put it like this too. You know, I was a fat guy that said, fat guys don't do yoga. You know, I always told Steve and I always told Dallas, one thing that I love is that you didn't put supermodels on the advertisements, because if I see a supermodel billboard telling me to do DDPY, that's unaccessible to me. But when I see somebody that looks like me out there doing it, and not only doing that, but changing himself, that makes it accessible for all people. And
exactly.
The one thing I loved about the DDPY is anyone can do this. It's not easy, but anyone can do this. Tell me about how when you first started, you know, just getting the ball rolling and realizing that now you're a person that does yoga, you know, DDP yoga. Like, how did that, like, the evolution happen? How did you kind of work your way through to, like, the harder stuff and become eventually, like, one of the top people in this community?
Well, honestly, when I started, like, it was one of those things that, like I said, I did it for the first 30 days before I got the app. I just did Jen's class, and I did that Total Body Jacked 11 on YouTube. And after I got the app, I'm like, okay, I've gone 30 days consecutive. Like, Jen has been a huge inspiration to me, and she's a streaker. She just hit her, 2,500 fucking incredible days. Like, she is amazing. And when I saw that and, like, what she does, the business she runs, the family that she manages, like, the crazy, I've seen, like, she doesn't just have a job, like, that's a woman that puts herself out there selflessly for so many people. Like, it's incredible what she does in her own business community. So, like, to see somebody like Jen be able to do this every single day, like, I looked at that and I'm like, all the crap that she has gone through personally, professionally, like, not just crap, but, like, good, bad, indifferent. And she still makes time for herself every day. Like, that spoke volumes to me. And I'm like, if somebody as important as her and as influential as her can make time for herself and doesn't see it as selfish, I can too. Like, I'm capable of more than what I feel like I am for myself, or more than what I think I am for myself. And that's when I'm like, okay, I really need to stay accountable for this. And that's when I found the Positively Unstoppable Challenge. And I'm like, all right, this is going to hold me accountable. So I'm going to sign up for this. And that makes me give myself a challenge, which I'm okay with the challenge. I can do a challenge. But to think I'm competing against someone else, then I have a hard time, because that's where, like, I've never felt like I was good enough to compete against someone else. I didn't feel like if I won over them, I deserved it. So I didn't like to compete, as weird as that sounds. Wow. It's really strange saying that out loud. Kind of hurts, actually. So I entered that challenge to hold me accountable and to compete against myself, because I need to be better today than I was yesterday. If I can't do at least one thing better today for me than I did yesterday, then what the hell am I doing? I'm not doing the work, obviously. So I entered the challenge, and that worked out fabulously for me, because I kept myself motivated and kept myself going, because I kept in mind I'm only competing against me. And then I went up to Maine to visit some friends, and I
met up with a friend, and she's like, hey, what have you been doing? I've been seeing your posts. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been doing DDPY. I'm trying DDPY. She's like, excuse me? I said, I'm trying this thing called DDPY. She's like, no, darling, you're doing this thing called DDPY. She's like, you were trying it a couple months ago. She's like, you do it every single day. You're not trying it anymore. And that's when it clicked. I'm like, holy shit, she's right. I'm not someone that just tried yoga anymore. I'm someone that does DDPY now. Like, that's part of who I am now. And that's when I started to, like, realize I don't even know who I am. So now it's time to figure out who I am. And that started a whole new journey for me that, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm almost 2 years in and I'm still trying to figure out who I am. All I know is that I need to make today better than yesterday, and that means I need to make today my bitch, because my bitches are my best friends. They are my best girls, and if I'm going to do what I need to do, I need to make today my best, so I need to make it my bitch.
Is that a girl?
I love it. I love it. Nope. Print that on a t-shirt.
Yeah,
make
right?
today my bitch.
Well, I have it on my yoga bag. Make today your bitch.
I love it. And, a lot of credit to Jennifer, too. I love her as well. She's such a positive force for good in this community. Sorry to cut you off, Crystal.
No, not at all. I was just going to ask Laura a question. What is your thoughts on self-care now that, you know, you're no longer where you were? You're where you are now. Yeah.
I will honestly tell you that self-care is the most important thing that you can do. Like, it doesn't matter what it is for you personally. Like, I've had people call and they're like, oh, this isn't for me, I can't do this. That's fine. If this isn't your form of self-care, if DDPY is not what you need to do for self-care, you find what it is for self-care that works for you, whether it's reading a book, going for a walk, cooking a fabulous meal for yourself, making a snack, listening to music, going for a ride. It does not matter what self-care looks like for you, as long as you do it, whatever makes you feel good about yourself and starts to help heal you and make you feel complete. Because if you're not filling your cup, you can't fill other people's cup. I know that's such a cliche, but it's so true. And honestly, I could not imagine getting through a single day now without doing my DDPY workouts, because that is my self-care. That's when I can let everything go and just drop it all on the mat, the good, the bad, the in-between. Like, I am such a huge advocate for self-care. And if somebody tells you that it's selfish for you to take care of yourself and have some sort of self-care routine and regimen,
no.
I'm sorry, but that's not your people. Anyone that loves you is going to support you in taking care of yourself, and they're going to understand because they should be doing it too.
Well,
so I know that there, all of us have people in our lives that are, you know, negative or whatever. Do you tolerate that anymore, or have you cut it out, or, you know? Because I know a lot of people personally that I have had to completely sever ties with for my sanity alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's been a mixed bag, because I do have people that I've had to cut out of my life because of the negativity, and I've
right.
had family that I've had to cut out of my life because of the negativity. I've had some that, I'm not going to lie, like, there's really no better way to put it other than some of them I didn't have to cut out. The trash just kind of took itself out.
Yep.
I mean, I'm quite all right with that because that's one of my things. I don't do trash. Like, I'll do dishes, I'll do the laundry, but I don't take out the trash. So when the trash takes itself out, I'm okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
But I do still, unfortunately, I do still have some negative people in my life that I have no choice but to deal with. And that's where I say I'm so grateful for the tools that I've learned from DDPY because, you know, there are some very hard days and there are some very negative days. Like, you know, I am my mom's caretaker and she is still with us and I'm so grateful for that. But with, you know, cancer comes metastases and after multiple brain surgeries and radiation to the brain and chemo and all of that takes a huge toll. And, you know, some days I have my mom and other days I have what I refer to as alien brain. And it's not really the most positive of experiences. So those are the days where I'm very glad that I have the tools, you know, that I've learned that I can just kind of breathe through it and work through it and try to deal and manage the best that I can to the best of my ability, which before would have been absolutely none. Like I would have completely broken down and crawled into my cave and, you know, disappeared into my bed and just give me another coloring book, send me a hot cocoa and call it good. You know, I'd be in my fort tent. But now, I'm dealing with it. So the negative that I can keep out, I do. But the negative that I can't necessarily cut out, it's use the tools you have and take it one day at a time.
Yeah,
absolutely. I never liked that idea because I think that I don't think there's negative people. I think there's people who go through negative things, and I think there's bad people that you kind of have to remove yourself from a situation or distance yourself. But I'm not a big fan of like cutting people out because I know a lot of people who stuck by me when I was really negative. And you know, it's sometimes you need somebody in your life to kind of work through that. Now, if there's abuse or all any kind of stuff like that, that's another situation. But, you know, we're all going to have our times when we're just going to be ugly. And cancer and all that shit is a reason to be ugly, even to the people you love. And the people who love you will stand by you and stick with you. But I think all of us have the ability to be pretty negative, you know, even in our best moments, you know, there's times. And I know a lot of people have stuck with me through my negative shit.
Well, there's definitely a difference between going through shit and having, you know, a bad perspective. And then there's the people that no matter what, they're going to find the negative in everything. And that's what they're going to grab onto. And that's what they're going to emphasize. And that's what they're going to ride out. That's what I had to separate from. Because,
me
personally, I'm a wicked empath. And I have a hard time, like, I know it's crazy. Some people that meet me, they're like, you have social anxiety. What? But like, I have a real hard time being around large groups of people at times because I feel so much of the energy in the room that it's extremely overwhelming. And it's not just a matter of, you know, oh, somebody said a negative thing. It's the people that are just so negative and that's all that they want to focus on, they literally drain me. So I cannot be around that. Like I've had to separate. And unfortunately, I've lost some really good friends. Like, well, a really good friend because, you know, another person involved was not a very positive person at all. And unfortunately, sometimes you lose some positives when you lose negatives as well. But in the long run, if you've got to remove that negative from your life. You have to. And I'm not saying if someone's going through something, just boot them to the curb. Hell no. There's a difference between a bad time and a soul sucker. Don't keep the soul suckers around. If the only thing they want to do is be an anchor and drag you down, cut ties, man. Break that chain. Let them go. Nobody needs cement socks. Uh-uh.
Yeah, true story. I have a quote downstairs in the dungeon, and it says, you know what? You're an empath, but that's a good thing. But you have to realize, too, that you feel bad for everybody and even the assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
yeah,
pick that up. You got, right? You got to deal with it.
Absolutely, too. And you know, that speaks to your ability to kind of, like, you know, the past few years have been hard. A lot of people have been on edge. A lot of people have been just, you know, people I love and care for. I'm like, you know, you've really just changed and become bitter and angry about everything. And, you know, everything in the U.S., the politics and the news, just everything coming at you all the time. There comes a point where I have to kind of choose to just kind of not seek out that kind of, you know, negative and that kind of anger. And, like, you know, there was a time where people just were, like, looking for things to get angry about or just focusing in.
Yeah.
And when you kind of separate yourself and clear your headspace of that, you know, just, you know, because everything's coming at us all the time. You look at your phone in the morning, there's 10 stories, shootings, deaths, bombings, you know, all this stuff coming at you all the time. And how do you even, you know, wake up and decide to be positive for somebody who's kind of stuck in that, like, that negative mindset? Like, how would you help somebody navigate through that and kind of, you know, come at it with a clearer head?
For me, like, honestly, I have to take one day at a time, because if I wake up today with the bullshit of yesterday on today's mm-hmm. coattails, then I'm going to have a dirty suit every day. So I have to wake up today and look at it as today is a new day. Let's hope that everybody's going to be in a great mood, because we never know what's going to go down each day, you know? So I wake up in the morning and, you know, if I'm feeling meh, then I dance before I get out of bed. I've always got a jukebox in my head. It's one of those, like, I don't know, I think in cartoon and there's always music playing. So I will dance before I get out of bed. And part of my self-care is, like I had said before, the support from this community. I've made some incredible friends through the DDPY community. And, like, we have our little group, my Dysfunctional Diamonds, that literally we just celebrated 2 days ago our 1 year dysfunctional anniversary of when we all
Yay.
Started shooting the shit and chatting together. And we wake up in the morning. You don't know if the first person's going to be on at 4 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, but every morning is a good morning. And every night before we go to bed, it's a good night. Like, we literally talk every single day, whether it's just to say hi or just to say good night. And sometimes we've had video chats that lasted for hours, because there's, like, I don't know, 12 of us or so that just jump in and out. And, you know, we're all there for each other and just support each other. And they are such a highlight to my day and such a highlight to my life. Like, I don't know what I would do without my dysfunctionals now. They're part of my everyday routine. I love my peoples. You know, they are my tribe, my herd, whatever you want to call them. And then once I get through that portion of my morning, the rest of my day, I'm taking care of my mom, I'm taking care of my son, and I've got my awesome, amazing job that I love now doing customer service with DDPY. So, like, I get to literally help people all day long, whether it's stupid things of, you know, I need a password reset, or, you know, someone that just needs to talk Like, some of those calls are my favorite when I just get to listen to somebody and they call up feeling kind of crappy. And when they're done, they're feeling amazing. Like, that makes my day, is being able to help people. So, like, I don't know. I just wake up every day hoping that it's going to be a great day. And if not, I'm going to make it great. As long as I can change somebody's day or put somebody in a better mood or put a smile on one person's face, my day is going to be successful.
I love that. And, you know, you were talking earlier, and I love your realistic perception of success. In one of the things, when I got married, my wife and I went to 8 weddings the year we got married, and she was bridesmaid in maid of honor or bridesmaid in like 6 of them. So I was like a professional at weddings that year, and I used to listen to the speeches and the vows. And, you know, they were pretty and they were nice, but, like, they were so over-the-top saccharine and unrealistic, and it sounded like they were reciting, you know, Barry Manilow lyrics or Beauty and the Beast lyrics. And I wanted to write my wife the perfect real love letter. And in that, I said, there's no such thing as Prince Charming. Fairy tales aren't real. I promise you the full experience. We're going to have good times. We're going to have bad times. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to hate each other. We're going to get mad at each other. We're going to cry, you know. The full gamut. And I think fairy tales are sold when it comes to like love, and also with like these kind of programs that people don't know how to navigate when things get hard again, because they're going to. And if you feed on that from now on in, everything's supposed to be perfect all the time because you reached your goal or you got here. I think that's a disservice to people. And I love that you put it that way. And you talked about the fact that you're aware that you're successful and you're also going to struggle again. And I think that's such a huge part of, you know, being honest about people about what success in life and health and fitness is. And I think it's a really cool thing that you're talking about that and putting it out there and letting people know that it's the most normal thing in the world to fall again.
Oh, absolutely. Because you can't stay up all the time. If you're up all the time, you're going to get tired. What happens when you get tired? You go to sleep. You drop. Nobody can stay up at all times. Like, everybody is going to have an up and down. It's whether or not you stay down or you get back up. And believe me, I have my down days. Today has been one of them. But I've still plowed through. I've done everything that I need to do for the day. Do I feel great about myself today? No, absolutely not. Do I know it's going to last? Nope. It's not going to last. Tomorrow's going to be a new day, and something shitty may happen or something great may happen. But by the end of the day, I'm going to achieve something. And, you know, I know that I can't stay down because I know what it felt like to be down at the bottom for me. I know where my, like I said, you know, when I hit rock bottom for me, I know how that felt. I don't want to feel that way again. So I can't allow myself to stay down. I have to be realistic and know that, you know, we are going to have ups and downs, because if you go into it thinking, okay, I'm going to hit that goal, I'm going to stay there, nothing's ever going to happen to bring me down from that, you're setting yourself up for failure. And I'm sorry, it's going to be a very, very painful crash.
And it's important to, you know, when you let people know that it's not always smooth sailing, you give them the tools for when it gets turbulent. You let them know that turbulent, and this is how I got through it, and this is how you can get through it. Like, that's more realistic. And when you look at social media, you know, even on the DDPY page to a point, there's a lot of people posting their ups. There's a lot of people, you know, and they're a little quieter about their downs. So you get this perspective that everyone else has got to figure it out but me. And I think that it's really a positive thing to let people know that struggling is survivable.
100%. Yeah. I mean, that is one of those sink or swim things, you know, because we're all going to hit struggles. It's how you react. There's Dallas's 90%. 10% of what happens to you and 90% how you react. So you can either go down and stay there or you can bring yourself back up. And, like, I remind myself on a daily basis, and I even tell my son, you know, it's like, dude, you got to keep in mind, it's like you woke up this morning with $10. Somebody did something to you. They stole a quarter from you. You now have $9.75 because you lost that quarter, that 25 cents out of $10. Are you going to let that ruin your entire day? Are you going to tell somebody, okay, fine, you just took 25 cents from me. Here's the $9.75 I have left. You might as well take it because it's not going to do me any good now. No, you lost 25 cents. So if you need $10 to get something, do something to earn another 25 cents. You can either sit there and bitch about it or you can get off your butt. You can do something, earn that 25 cents, and then you got that $10 you started with that you need for whatever it is, you know. Just because somebody did something or something happened or you did something, because it's not always someone did something to you. Sometimes it's, man, I really screwed the pooch on that one, you know. Okay, suck it up, own it, and then move on. Figure out what you did wrong, because if you're not learning from the mistakes you're making, then I'm sorry, that sucks to be you, because you're never going to freaking learn anything. Mistakes are made for a reason. You've got to make mistakes in order to learn. If you didn't burn cookies the first time you made them, or nobody told you how long to cook them, you're not going to know how long to cook them. You've got to figure it out on your own if there's no one there to show you. And unfortunately, in my experience, as far as fitness went, there was no one there to show me. There was no one to teach me self-care. I had to learn that on my own. And it sucks that I waited till I was 39 to learn that, you know? But you've got to be able to pick yourself up and dust yourself off, because unfortunately I've learned, maybe it's a generational thing, but most of my friends around my age, I'm 41 years old, you know, and we're just now learning what self-care is and how to take care of ourselves in nutrition and fitness. Like, we all had gym class, but none of us really learned any of that stuff. Like, not me or the group I hung out with, evidently. So, I mean, we're doing it now and supporting each other along the way, and it's incredible, because when you feel like you don't have it in you to pick up and carry on, you find, okay, I guess I do because I still am, and you have this entire community behind you. Because like you said, not everybody likes to share the struggles publicly, but when you meet your people, you'll talk about it privately, and you'll help remind yourself. I got my friends that remind me every day, and I'll even give a shout out there. I got Mel. She is my dino, and she frickin' tells me every day and reminds me every frickin' day that, you know, I need to talk to myself the way that I talk to her, the way that I talk to my other best friends as well. Like, stop, and we tell each other all the time, stop being mean to my friend, because we both do it. You get in your head and you start to question yourself and you start to doubt yourself. And sometimes you just need that friendly reminder to be like, hey, no, shut the fuck up. You can't do this. You can't talk to your friend like this. You can't talk to my friend like this. So, yeah.
I
don't know.
It.
Now I'm just rambling. I'm sorry.
No, I love
it.
No,
don't
I love
apologize.
It.
I have a sign downstairs in the dungeon, and it says fail. It's the letters fail, and I have it in the dungeon, and I look at it all the time, and it says you need to get over this, because fail, all it actually means is first attempt in learning.
Yes, I love that. Oh,
yep.
I need that in the sign. Thank you.
I really had to give my permission. I had to give myself permission that, one, I wasn't perfect. Two, I was absolutely going to screw up.
and three, I'm broken. But broken to me isn't a bad thing because that's how the light got in.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all, you know what, we're all carrying something, but we're not going to deal with it if we don't learn how to carry it effectively and get rid of all the things that we're not meant to carry, like somebody else or crappy relatives or, you know, whatever, you know, so-and-so said so-and-so. You know what, that's not going to do us any good. What matters at the end of the day is that I'm a good person and I help people. And that's me. And I
right.
see that in you too.
Well, thank you.
You very much so.
Oh, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Laura. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Michael.
So I was just saying, you know, and you said it so well that, you know, you didn't necessarily have the tools growing up, and I didn't really either because, you know, my parents really did their best, and I love them, and I never had, you know, any problems. I had great parents, but it was a different time. They thought McNuggets were a food group back then. That was, you know, that was
right.
how we grew up. But, you know,
yeah.
we didn't have somebody to pass along all that information, but the information's out there, and I think it's inspiring that you grabbed that ring yourself. Like, you went out there and you found those answers. You seeked those answers, and a lot of people – don't have that, you know, education. A lot of people came from, you know, tough starts or tough childhoods and didn't have the best care. But, like, if you look, the answers are out there. There's people around who are willing to get you up to speed. And that seems Jennifer was that person for you. And now you're that person for so many other people. And I think, you know, that's what it's about here in the DDPY community. Somebody always, you know, when I started – it was, you know, it was Arthur Borman was right before me and Dave Orth and, you know, Robert McLaren. And, you know, those guys were the guys that helped me. And then, you know, I turned around and gave it to the next generation. And then that keeps going on for, you know, I'm doing this for 13 years now. And you're that person for a lot of people right now. And that's the continued, you know, paying it back to the community. You found those answers and now you're trying to help people in your orbit.
Yeah, 100%. Like, honestly, that's all I want to do is be able to help people because, like, I had the conversation with my mom one day and I felt really bad because she didn't quite understand what I was trying to say. The way that it was coming across wasn't coming across clearly for her because I told her, I'm like, she didn't understand why DDPY meant so much to me. And I'm like, but mom, this is my self-care. I said, you don't understand how it makes me feel physically, mentally, emotionally. Like, self-care is so important to me now. I said, it's not something that I ever knew growing up. I said, you never taught me self-care, and I need to teach Jaden self-care. I need to teach my son that it's okay to love himself, that how to take care of himself. And she's like, well, I taught you self-care. I'm like, no. She's like, yes, I did. I taught you how to shower and brush your teeth and all. I'm like, no, mom, different. I said, that's personal hygiene. I said, you taught me personal hygiene. You never taught me self-care because you were never taught self-care. She was always the person that took care of everyone else too. You know, yep. She took care of us. Like, nobody taught her self-care. And that's why I say I think it's a generational thing because when I talk to people of my generation, you know, of our fitness generation, you know, none of us ever learned self-care growing up because our parents never did self-care. It wasn't important. It wasn't something that was thought of. Like, it was seen as selfish. And especially the women in my family, like, I never watched any of the women in my family do anything for themselves, you know, as far as self-care went. Like, it just wasn't seen. It wasn't heard of. And for my son to feel the way that he feels about himself, he's 16 years old now. And unfortunately, I waited until 2 years ago to start
taking care of me and showing him that it's okay for him to take care of him, you know? So now, yeah, I have to lead by example. I have to show him that he's worth it, that everyone is worth it. You are worth it. You are worth self-care, whether it's 5 minutes a day or an hour a day. You have to do something. So the fact that, you know, I love what you guys do. You have this platform to reach so many people and to just let them know that they are so important, and to take care of themselves is not selfish. And I know I sound like an infomercial. I sound like a broken record. But I will preach self-care until the day I die because it is the only thing keeping me alive, you know?
I think it's really important, though, to, you know, be a part of something that teaches you, because some of the people that have come here, they are definitely lost and they don't know who they are. They don't know what they stand for. You know what? You get to meet yourself here. And sometimes that's for the very first time. And I know that that's a hard pill to swallow because, you know what, when you look in the mirror and you actually see what's looking back at you, sometimes that's incredibly humbling. But when you start looking after yourself and the self-care along those lines as well, I mean, you're planting a seed, basically. And, I mean, eventually you're going to bloom. And, I mean, obviously, you're one of my favorite people. And I love when I was looking into you and doing research, I just loved, you know, how meeting you or knowing you or getting to know you made me feel. Because there's a validation around here. And, I mean, you're a wonderful person, and I'm so glad to have met you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You are as well. I'm so glad I got to talk with you guys.
Like, thank you.
Honestly, I wish I had more time to talk to you guys. I want to get to know you better.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left, but we're going to definitely have to do a part two somewhere down the line and check up again.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I love what you said, and you know, you talk, just real quick about the generational thing too, is, you know, when you were growing up and when I was growing up, you didn't even know anybody who went to the gym. There was maybe that weird uncle who was really into fitness and had like the flex machine in his basement or something, but like that wasn't a thing. And so, you know, I think our parents did the best with our situation, but the goal and the dream is to always give the next generation better, to bring it back to wrestling,
right?
Because it's DDP. You know, back in the day, those guys worked 350 days on the road, and they'd get to cram themselves into a rental car and drive 300 miles to the next town, and a lot of them dropped dead early, and they didn't have the proper care. They didn't have the proper medical. And now you go backstage at one of those events, and there's masseuses, and there's healthy food, and there's workout, and there's trainers, and that's all learning from what came before and giving back to the next generation. So what you know, your mom, you know, obviously tried the best with you, and now you're here, and you're going to try to do it even better for your son. And that's the goal for everybody, I think, is to try to leave the world better and leave the resources that, you know, we didn't have to our kids, and we learn along the way. So
absolutely.
I think it's pretty cool that you're instilling that on your son.
Absolutely. I mean, if we can't do better with each generation, then what the hell are we doing, you know? I want to do better for my son than my parents were able to do for me, and I want him to do better for his kids than I'm able to do for him, you know? Yeah, lead by example and just show them.
Absolutely. And we're going to get kicked off the platform here real quick, but I just want to say thank you so much for coming on with us, and it was such a pleasure to chat with you today.
Thank you guys so much. I really had a great time getting to know you better.
I'm
absolutely
so glad.
I love it. And in Crystal, we always have Crystal kind of finish us off with a quote of the week. So I'm gonna pass it along to her, and then we'll head on out of here.
So this week's quote I found when I was researching Laura, the quote is, "Do it now. Sometimes later becomes never."
Very true.
Absolutely.
Very true indeed.
Speaking of which, I got to go take out the trash. My wife's been asking me for an hour. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for Laura Ellsworth-Shaker, for Crystal Stewart. My name is Mike Mullins. We're off next week. Crystal's got some stuff going on. So we'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode of GDP Radio. Thank you guys for hanging out. Enjoy WrestleMania if you're into that. It's going to be a fun weekend. And I really enjoyed today's show. We'll have to do it again soon. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Wow. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own